This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The stated mission of the Sebastopol-based Post-Carbon Institute is to wean the world off fossil fuels, a considerable challenge for a culture as wedded to its cars as we are. Institute President Julian Darley knows that getting Californians out of their vehicles is a virtual impossibility in a society that was literally built to accommodate them. So the next best thing is to facilitate less driving. To do that, the Institute is preparing a localized car share program.
Let's say you want to make a journey. You go to the web and you select the vehicle you want. If it was available at the time you wanted it, you simply select that time, click book, and then you take whatever access means that you have, be it a key or a card, take that to the vehicle at the appointed time. It gets you into the vehicle, you do your journey, return the car back to its place, and lock out, and that's basically it.
Of course, doing all that presupposes that you are a member of the car share program. The membership rates are not yet finalized, but Darley says the basic fee structure has already been modeled by other car share programs in San Francisco and elsewhere.
There is an initial membership fee, mainly because the vehicles are so expensive, and then there's an hourly rate, and you pay for your miles as well. For instance, City Car Share in San Francisco, they charge about $5 to $6 an hour and about 40 cents a mile. It's bound to be a bit more than that because we're in a more rural area and we are pushing the edges of technology very hard.
That's where the solar aspect comes in. The first 7 cars in the fleet have already been converted to run exclusively on electricity. Darley says their ultimate intention is to get all that electricity renewably.
All the fuel for these vehicles will eventually be provided by local solar. That does put the costs up.
Locating and building the solar charging stations for the cars is another aspect of the program that is still being worked out, Darley says. But already there is growing interest in the fledgling endeavor.
Enough people know about the work that we are getting frequent calls and people knocking on our door in our downtown office in Sebastopol. I must stress at this moment the vehicles are not solar powered, but that's where we're moving towards. And certainly if you have all electric vehicles, it opens the way for making them solar powered.
Many of these prospective early adopters are attracted by the basic concept, even knowing that the economics of attempting something like this in a small town in rural western Sonoma County will make it even more expensive.
Anywhere which has a lower density of housing, which is the case all over Sonoma, it makes things more expensive. Car shares traditionally work in markets of 1.5 to 2 million people.
Darley says those costs are justified in the larger interest of showing that both car sharing and solar-powered vehicles are ideas that can really work.
A real demonstration inspires people. There's really nothing quite like it. A lot of hot air and smoke is puffed about electric vehicles, so it's very important to put something out there on the ground where people can actually see it and come and use it. That's inspiring. And we've got some real vehicles, and we're going to do a real electric car share, and as soon as possible, we will add in the solar part as well.
Already, 20-odd test members have been driving the cars, helping to get the system's details worked out. Anyone interested in learning more can visit the Institute online at postcarbon.org or attend the kickoff for their lecture series on the future of energy tomorrow evening at the Sebastopol Veterans Hall. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.